congratulations to Happy Station, the station of the friendliest nation in the world. Congratulations and celebrations, for 41 years Eddie Starts has spread the word. In 1928 Eddie started pioneering, and in those 41 years he steadily went on steering his Flying Dutchman of the airwaves without straying, while constantly saying the show must go on. Congratulations to Happy Station, the longest standing shortwave fun show without doubt. Congratulations and celebrations, to keep in touch with the Dutch is what it's all about. Each Sunday WLHF is calling you folks, world's largest happy family always welcomes new folks. Whether your age is 43 or 87 or only 11, you're welcome aboard. Congratulations to Happy Station, to Eddie Starts and Jean Verstappen, his helping hand. Congratulations and celebrations for our goodwill ambassadors, strike up the band. It's all about to keep in touch with the Dutch is what it's all about.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Now, what are we doing today? Well, of course, it is the last Sunday of the month, and as we have been doing since January, the last Sunday of every month, we're dedicating to Happy Station's 90th anniversary, which is coming up in the month of November. And today, we decided to give the show a name. We're going to call it Transition, Change. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we're going to be going to 1969 and 1970, when Happy Station went through a big change because of this announcement.
Very much to my regret, and not without a sad feeling in my heart, I have to announce herewith my retirement. My retirement from the Happy Station at the end of this year. The show, however, must go on. A new period lies ahead, with the understanding that the International Happy Station program is as such to be continued under the same name, but now to be produced by a new man, a talented young colleague, already on our staff since several years, to carry on the task of spreading goodwill and universal understanding in the well-known Happy Station manner. Not as a copy of my personal conception of the program, but as a completely new and modern version and presentation with new ideas and angles and the execution of same. Now, my friends, here is my message of today. The name of your future host and program producer-announcer is Tom Mayer. Tom Mayer. Spell? M-E-Y-E-R. Well, I don't have to spell Tom, do I, Tom? Tom is an expert linguist and a much-traveled person with a fine international background who will be delighted to take over the helm from me to serve you, starting from the beginning of January 1970. He will then take care of all English as well as Spanish Happy Station programs. I'm asking you, listeners, that means you, to give him your confidence and full support for the difficult task that lies ahead of him. It is for this reason, my friends, that I take sincere and great pleasure in presenting my successor, Tom Mayer, to you.
Well, of course, that was Eddie Starts, and that was the beginning of the transition from the Eddie Starts era to the Tom Mayer era, which began in January 1970. Now, for the very last program that Eddie was doing, Tom prepared a special piece. Well, not just him, actually, but many of Eddie Starts' listeners. And it was many people from around the world who sent in tapes in those days. You couldn't do MP3s, but they sent tapes to Radio Nederland in Hilversum to be played on Eddie Starts' final program. And we're now going to listen to that full piece compiled by Tom Mayer and the many people around the world that sent in messages to Eddie Starts.
Hello there, this is Tom Mayer. You may think that this is quite a happy piece of music. Well, of course this is Happy Station. But you might also think that there shouldn't be such happy music at an occasion which, for most of you, I may say for all of you, is quite sad. The occasion of Eddie Starts' last show. But on the other hand, if you know the title of this piece of music, it's Holiday for Strings. Well, very soon it will be holiday for Eddie Starts, and I'm sure that he will go out and enjoy that holiday. I was told that he's going to Austria first, and then possibly will be visiting his relatives in South Africa. I certainly hope for him that he can do all those things he wants to. Well, what am I here for today? To introduce to you people that you know much better than I do, because they are some of Eddie Starts' best listeners. When we finally knew that the 28th of December was going to be Eddie Starts' last Happy Station, for the time being, that is, I thought it would be appropriate for some of you to have their own little say. And with the help of dear Jean Versteeg, as you call her, we here in Holland say Jean, I found some names and wrote to you and asked for a little contribution. I must say that I was very glad to receive those contributions, and that's exactly what you're going to hear today. Some of Eddie's best friends and listeners speaking to him over the airwaves in Eddie's own Happy Station. And why not start right away? We're calling California from Hilversum. We're calling Dr. Arthur Fritchie.
Hello there, Eddie, Jean, Tom, and all the Happy Station gang. This is Arthur Fritchie speaking to you from the little city of San Luis Obispo on the California coast, about 200 miles from both San Francisco and Los Angeles. I want to bring Eddie Starts greetings from all of his listeners, especially those of us here in the Western United States of America. I must be honest with you, though, and tell you all that I'm not one of Eddie's oldest listeners. I remember him first in those years just after the Second World War, when Holland was just rebuilding her cities and her ports and, yes, her transmitters after the destruction of war. And Eddie's cheerful voice was the voice of a brave and inspired people. I remember his flight on KLM across the Arctic to Japan and how we all shared his adventures in the Orient. I remember his vacations in Europe and how he graciously shared these adventures with us, his listeners. I remember his enthusiasms, the barrel organs, Mario Lanza, his friends abroad, the Sweet Sixteens, the Dutch countryside, Mika Telkamp, the Dutch Swing College Band, and now the Dutch Accordions. I remember, too, those dismal depths of the sunspot cycle, and can't help thinking how tragic it is that Eddie should be ending his weekly association with us just when the Bonaire Relay has made Radio Nederland a local station for most North American listeners. I remember these and a thousand other things, and I am suddenly grateful, as I am sure you all must be, to this unseen friend who has filled such a worthwhile corner of my life. During these 20-odd years, very odd years, I must say, it's been a great pleasure to know that, come Sunday, I can be, for a brief time, a part of a world which is full of joy and good humor, and something very like love. I hope that Tom Meyer remembers that. Our best wishes to you, Eddie. I'm sure you're not a man for inactive retirement, that you will see to it that Amsterdam's barrel organs are still churning, that the flowers are still blooming in the Dutch fields, that the creatures of the animal park are cared for. My only request is really from all of us. Keep the wheels of that mail coach greased, won't you? This is Dr. Arthur Fritchie in San Luis Obispo, California.
And now from California, from Dr. Arthur Fritchie, we're going to call Australia. And in Australia, before his own microphone, is Alois Kniepijs.
Dear Eddie, my name is Alois Kniepijs from Stirling North in South Australia. About 10 years ago, I was fiddling the dial of my new shortwave receiver. Well, it must have been on a Sunday. And who else than you, Eddie Starts, we're introducing the animal show with Ella, the ever-young milk producer of Holland. And since that day, I have been listening to about every Happy Station show. The many features on vacations, happy events in Holland, and the most popular Easter egg hunt, on which I regularly participated, as well as your treasure hunts across the seven seas, were my favorite programs. I am proud of the wooden shoe which I once received in the Easter egg hunt, and it has a special place in my home. And now, all this is coming to an end. Today, being your last show, I can only say goodbye, auf Wiederhören, adios, or sayonara. Whatever it is, you will be remembered by many shortwave listeners all over the world, and may the warmth of happy memories add pleasure and joy to a long and happy retirement. But of course, the show must go on, and I wish your successor, Tom Meyer, all the best for the task, which will not be an easy one. And to you, Eddie, don't forget to listen to the Happy Station, and don't forget that land of the kangaroos, where you have so many old and young friends. And now a short tune about that land of the kangaroos. Cheerio, Eddie.
I'm going back again to Yarrawonga, in Yarrawonga, a little longer. I'm going back again to Yarrawonga, where the skies are.
Yarrawonga, And from the land of the kangaroo, thank you very much, Alois Kniebeis in Australia. Yes, well, I'm glad that some of you sent us a little tape with some music on it, so that means that we don't have to choose the music between the little talks that you sent us. I can tell you now, no, I won't tell you how many tapes we received, because in that case it will be a surprise for you. All I can say is that, apart from thanking you for sending us these tapes, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the good wishes that you send me, and for the good pieces of advice, also for all your letters that have come in during the past few weeks. But let's see, we're going on our world cruise, of little tapes that have come into the studio here in Hilversum. And right now, it will be the Somerville family from Taunton in the United Kingdom, and I must say something before we're going to play this little tape. I received your letter, Mr. Fred Somerville. Thank you very much. And you say here that you scripted in the whole family and that you hope I don't have to edit. Well, of course, I'm going to play the whole tape, and I certainly hope that everybody will be able to understand every single word that's on that tape. Maybe you will have some difficulties with the first few words, but anyway, here is the Somerville family from Taunton in the United Kingdom.
Hello, everybody, everywhere. A special hello to you, Uncle Eddie Sparks. This is Eddie Somerville speaking from England. Here is my sister, Jackie.
Hello, Uncle Eddie.
Here's my brother, Bob.
Hello, Uncle Eddie. It's lovely to be speaking to you again. It's a long time since we've met you on the liner at Southampton. Here's our mum to say hello now.
Hello, Eddie. It's the missus speaking, as you have often referred to me. In the past, when helping Fred with tributes he has prepared to you, I have been the backroom girl with the tape recorder. So, to be speaking to you myself today on this sad but special day, it's rather a nerve-wracking experience. Before handing you over to Fred, I would like to wish you and Mrs. Starts many years of happiness together in the years to come.
Hello there, Eddie, and greetings from my family to you, as you were dubbed head of the world's largest happy family. Introducing the Somerville section was your namesake, Eddie, aged nearly 5, with Jackie almost 6 and Bob 7. Sylvia said that this was a nerve-wracking experience, and in a way I must agree with her. What can one say about a radio personality and program which has enticed me to listen regularly over the last 10 years and get so drawn into it? Truly, in that time I think that we've only missed about 3 programs. When our Eddie arrived, Sylvia listened to you on a transistor radio when in hospital. Such has been the magnetism of your cheery presentation and production. The absence of political talk in your programs I've always admired, although had there been world government by now, I'm sure that you would have been the Prime Minister. Even so, Eddie, you have been a great ambassador for the Netherlands, as I found to my own experience when I visited Hilversum in 1966. The picture you give listeners of your country and the impression you create of yourself prove to be even more enjoyable than I expected. At this point, I must thank your successor, Tom Mayer, for selecting me from the many who, I am sure, would like to be speaking to you today. To you, Eddie, thank you. And to the team that has supported you through the years. To you and Mrs. Starts, as Sylvia has already said, happy years to come. From us all here at Taunton, God bless you both.
And that was from Taunton in the United Kingdom, the Somerville family, and I'm sure you all enjoyed the contribution of the 3 little ones. Now, there are contributions from all over the world, and as you know, Mr. Starts always produced the biggest surprises from his little black box. Well, I must say that I do have a little black box too, although I am sure it's smaller than the one Mr. Starts has. And as a little contribution from me to you, Mr. Starts, I would like to play one of the records I found in my little black box, and the reason I'm playing it is not the title of the song, but it's the orchestra, and I think I know it used to be one of your favorite orchestras, the Jack Hilton Orchestra. And that was just a small piece of the Jack Hilton Orchestra, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I must add that in case you don't have this original Jack Hilton recording, it's older than I am, I think. I will gladly offer it to you as a present. But let's not forget that we're calling listeners and friends all over the world. And let's see, our next stop will be New Zealand. It's Arthur Cushion. We're calling you from Hilversum. Please come in.
This is Arthur Cushion in Invercargill, New Zealand, the Happy Station's most distant listener, sending greetings to Edward Starts on the occasion of the end of his part of the Happy Station program of Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland. Well, I could truly say that I'm Eddie's furthest listener. I've been a listener to the Happy Station since 1935. And over those years, I've had many communications, many souvenirs, and quite a lot to do with the Happy Station in publicity in this part of the world. But just a few months ago, in fact only in June, I and my wife Welder in Holland, and we met Eddie Starts personally. And it's wonderful now to sit back here in New Zealand and hear his voice, and have actually sat in the studio with him there at Radio Nederland over in Holland. Well, it's a sad time for many New Zealand listeners, many listeners in the Pacific who enjoy the Happy Station program, which is beamed our way in two transmissions these days from Bonaire. It's 40 years, 41 years in fact, a long time for anybody to be broadcasting, and we realise that sometime Eddie has to say farewell to his friends throughout the world. But we look forward with the confidence of knowing that Tom Meyer, the new compere, will be able to carry on the Happy Station as in the past, and we hope that there will not be too many sweeping changes, and that the familiar things that have come about on the station, the mail call and the animal farm, and these things which are part and parcel of Sunday listening, will be continued to be heard from Radio Netherlands. So to you there, Eddie, over there in the studios, we wish you the very best of health and good luck for the coming years. Your retirement is well worth having, because it's been truly earned, and you can rest assured that there are many folk throughout the world who will continue to keep in touch with the Dutch. We here have many reminders of your generosity and kindness to us as listeners, as clogs dating back to the days of KLM flight to Batavia, right to records and other souvenirs which you presented to me and my wife Welder when in your studios just last June. So this is Arthur Cushion in Invercargill, New Zealand, the Happy Station's furthest listener, saying cheerio and all the very best, Eddie, in your retirement, and welcome to you, Tom Meyer, to the Happy Station microphone.
Auch in Deutschland gibt's viele Hörer von Happy Station, und darum freut's mich sehr, dass auch aus München eine Bandaufnahme kam. Yes, also in Germany, of course, there are many listeners of the Happy Station, many friends, and I'm very glad that I can now say, please come in from Munich, Dieter Unger.
Thank you. With these sounds from the Marienplatz in front of the City Hall of Munich, the place of the 20th Olympic Games, Dieter Unger is reporting. I should like to thank you, dear Mr. Eddie Statz, for your efforts concerning the world's largest happy family, which lasted for decades. We listeners shall esteem the happy station your aim in life also in the future under the new showmaster Tom Mayer. You have been our model for worldwide friendship, which is unique. Your happy station was always something like the Olympic Games for the radio listeners. However, there were never sportsmanlike records, but only musical ones in which you did not drop any continent. You merit, therefore, Olympic gold too. In the name of the youth of the world, I should like to thank you once more from all my heart, and I wish you all the very best for the future. May I pay homage to you by playing now the Olympic March of the 20th Olympic Games in Munich in 1972.
And that was a sportsman's salute from Munich, from Dieter Unger. We've got one more salute left, and that's the only one among you that I personally know. It's Mr. Gerald Casey in Bordeaux. We met last year at Mr. Statz's 40th anniversary, that is, at the Happy Station's 40th anniversary, and I'm very glad that you could make it and send us a tape. Oui, aussi en France, M. Statz a trouvé parmi ses auditeurs des chers amis, beaucoup des amis. Et je crois, Madame Casey, que vous êtes française parce que votre nom est Françoise. And if I'm wrong, please tell me, but I don't think I've ever met a British lady whose name was Françoise. So you must be French. Anyway, I'm glad you could make it, as I said before. So please now come in from Bordeaux, Gerald Casey.
Well, Eddie, Jerry Casey here, Bordeaux. And as usual, you really have surprised your listeners by doing the unexpected. We never thought the day would come when you would pronounce that word retirement over the airwaves. Well, good luck to you. Yes, I know it's hard to leave right now, but I believe it's an old maxim of show business, is it not? Always to leave the audience asking for more. And thank you. Personally, for 20 years of listening pleasure and, if I may say so, of your friendship. But also, on behalf of all who have been comforted and whose burden became a little lighter because of your happy station. The ones who do not always get the best things out of life. The people in prison, old people, blind people. You know, but you never talk about it. And this is one of the nicest aspects of Eddie Statz. You started right in the beginning of long-distance communications, and you've seen these grow into something almost miraculous, such as hearing and seeing the men on the moon a quarter of a million miles away on colour television. You have your place in the history of all this, Eddie. Oh, yes, you have. You too were a pioneer way back. Well done, good and faithful broadcaster. Enjoy that retirement. You surely need it. All the best from Françoise and from Jerry Casey.
And as I said, Jerry Casey's tape from Bordeaux in France was the last tape that we received in the studios here in Hilversum. Now I have one more tape left, and I have to tell you a little something about that tape. As you may know, on the 16th of November, I made my first entrance into the world's largest happy family. And on that occasion, I sang a special song for Mr. Statz and for Happy Station on the occasion of its 41st anniversary. I would like to sing a song again, but this time it's not a special song. Well, it is a special song, but the lyrics were not especially written for this occasion. It's a well-known song. It has existed for quite some time. But I think that the lyrics are quite appropriate at this point, where the listeners will have to say goodbye, and Mr. Starts has to say goodbye to his listeners. I'm, of course, privileged because I'll be able to see Mr. Starts now and then, but still I would like to say, good luck, God bless, wherever you may go.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Oh, everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses right out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Devils that you bring bunches of roses right out of that snow. Oh, hallelujah, the whole world says hello.
And that was Tom Meyer's tribute to Eddie Starts on Eddie Starts' final Happy Station program before Tom took over in January 1970. Now for this, let's pay another piece of music that is very well connected with Eddie Starts. I think it's now time that I go and have my... that is delicious. Yes, it's lovely to have a nice cup of tea in the studio when doing the program.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Yes, a nice cup of tea. Another song, of course, very well connected with Eddie Starts. And I have my own cup of tea, as you can hear. Well, actually, it is coffee. And that is the secret, by the way. People may think that Eddie was drinking tea during the program, but in fact, it was coffee. Well, that was December 1969. We now move to January 1970, when Tom Meyer actually did his very first Happy Station program. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to listen to a little bit of that very first program right now.
You Happy Station friends out there in Radioland. You friends in New Zealand, Australia, Southeast Asia, Europe, Africa, and both the eastern and western parts of North America. Tom Meyer speaking from Hilversum in Holland. Yes, Happy Station calling for the first time in 1970. A new decade, a new voice, and as you heard no doubt, a new Happy Station signature tune. In the past, Happy Station always started out like this. Yes, well, this music, as so many other elements of the program, for years and years has been a trademark of Eddie Starts, now enjoying a well-deserved holiday. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Starts, in case you can hear this show, a special salute to you from the new Happy Station team here in Hilversum. Yes, there's so much I have to tell you, dear friends, that I hardly have enough time to say it all in one program. But let's not digress. I was talking about the new Happy Station tune. The music you heard at the beginning of this 4th of January show was especially composed and arranged for Happy Station by one of the most talented musicians in Holland, Henk van der Molen. Henk van der Molen. Of course, you recognized our station's identification signal, which was used as a bridge to the actual tune. And in case you were taken by surprise upon hearing it for the first time a few minutes ago, we'll play it once more. And may I ask you to listen very carefully, for I have a request. Now, this may sound a little strange that right at the beginning of my first show I have a request already. But the case is this. This piece of music doesn't have a title yet. And my request is if you, and I mean all of you, will write in suggesting an appropriate name for this composition. The melody that in the future will mean that it's Happy Station time. Thank you. So that's it, our new happy station tune. And do you have any ideas yet? Any inspiration this Sunday, the first Sunday of 1970? Oh, and by the way, may I repeat, Happy New Year to you all. May 1970 be a prosperous and happy year for you and for your own special show, Happy Station. By the way, for the one who sends in the best idea for a title for this tune, we have a nice little surprise here from Holland. Now, this is one of the four Happy Station programs we broadcast each Sunday. This is the English language version, meant for our friends in New Zealand, Australia, Southeast Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. For New Zealand, on 11,730 kilocycles, Australia, 9,715, Southeast Asia and Europe, 21,480, 17,810, and 6,020. Then for Africa, on 21,570, 15,220, and 11,730. For the eastern part of the United States, or rather of North America, on 11,730, and for the western part, 11,730 and 9,750 kilocycles. So that's it. This same program is being repeated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times every Sunday. Then, of course, there's our Spanish version. Then we have our Europe version and our 100-minute version from Bonaire on medium wave, 800 kilocycles, 375 meters. So now you know. Happy station calling. Now, to get back to my request, I know how difficult it is to find a name for a piece of music, and especially if you've only heard it twice. But I promise that we'll play it once more at the end of the show. Now, let's see what next. As I said, there's so much to be told, but we shouldn't forget the music, should we? You are still in the process of getting accustomed to me, and I, although I've read many of your letters in the past few weeks, I still don't know you very well. I'm just getting to know you. Oh, and that's a song, isn't it? A song from The King and I, Getting to Know You. Well, here's a selection of different songs from that musical played by the Metropole Orchestra.
And that was the opening of Tom Meyer's very first show on the first Sunday of January in 1970. Well, we hope you enjoyed this 8th anniversary special from Happy Station for our 90th anniversary. We have, of course, another one coming up at the end of September. Next week's program, well, I think for many people, actually, it's going to be back to school. So the show will be relatively normal. As you probably know, we've been bringing you a number of specials over the last number of weeks during our summer series, our summer holiday, you can say. So anyway, do tune in. We hope to see you then. We're going to end today with a piece of music that Tom used on the program for Mail Call. Now, it is actually called De Postcards. And the version that we're going to listen to is not the version that Tom used, but another version that was recorded by Franz Metz and his orchestra. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perrault, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.